6:32, and I'll call the meeting to order. Ask everyone to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
Thank you. All right, let me call the roll. Loretta Sexton.
Present.
Bob Lisy. Bob, I know you're there. Are you muted?
Yep, here.
Thanks. Danny Soto.
Sorry.
That's okay. Danny, you're there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, Linda Fusco. So we have a quorum. We have a full vote. And we'll move on to, because this is a special meeting, we don't have to, we can't do deletions, corrections, additions, and we don't have public portion. So we'll move right into approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to look at last month's minutes?
Yes.
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 I'll make a motion we approve the Derby Housing Authority special meeting of December 6, 2023.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Danny. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carried. We'll move into old business. Monthly update from Imagineers. Maria, you're here, right? Is there anyone from Imagineers?
Looks like she's trying to log in. I mean, okay. On the audio there. Although there's somebody at 331-5889. Who is that? I can't tell.
That's me, Diana.
She's an employee.
Okay.
So we'll give Maria a few more minutes to log in.
It looks like she can't get her audio to work. And then there's somebody, okay. 514-1970.
514?
Yes, 203-514-1970. I don't know who that is. So, but that's all right. Whatever you need.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for Maria, let's go down to the monthly report from Regina. Has everyone had a chance to review that?
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody have questions for Regina? Okay. Then is there a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept.
A second.
All right. Thanks, Loretta. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Is Maria on yet?
I see a Maria S, and she looks like she's muted now, so maybe she's on now. Maria, okay. If you could hear us, if you could unmute.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
I can. How are you?
Okay. I'm fine. I'm sorry. It wasn't allowing me to get into the audio, so then I had to call in through the phone. My apologies.
No apologies necessary. Thank you for being here. Has everyone reviewed? I don't know that we had a new January report from Imagineers.
No. Basically, we were on, I think, was it on the 4th, Mark? The first Thursday in January?
Yeah.
Because that was what was advertised for the public hearing. So there was no new report. It was basically for any comments that we might have received or had from public, from the public for the 5-year plan.
Oh, Maria, I'm so sorry. I don't even think I realized that. There were problems. Mark had problems with the Zoom. Couldn't get it to operate from
right.
where he was.
Right. I was on, but that's what was advertised. But typically there's nobody from the public. We went through the whole process of contacting both the participants and the landlord, and we put out the public notice with 45 days advance notice, but we have not received any comments on the drafted 5-year plan.
I know that you and I have done it together. You know, we've held on to the phone call for about a half an hour for the last 2 years, and we've never had a call.
Right. Yeah, and that's the same scenario across the board for all the housing authorities that we administer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was plenty of opportunity, and there's been no comments, no suggestions, no comments on the 5-year plan.
Okay. Any questions for Maria? Anyone?
Did we mail the 5-year plan to some participants?
Yes, and landlords.
And so no response from them?
No response.
Okay.
No response.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Any other questions for Maria? Or Maria, anything else you think we should know?
No, I mean, we just keep, delving into a lot of the HUD changes that are happening, both with the inspection protocol, Inspire, because that's going to hit for October of 2024. So we're working on a notice to all the landlords just to let them know that, you know, HUD is changing the way that housing authorities perform those or conduct those inspections from housing quality standards to the mm-hmm. Inspire protocol, kind of lining it up with all of the different types of inspections throughout HUD's different programs, through REAC, through this other protocol that they had that really never even took off. But this one, you know, has a lot of legs in it, and it's going to cause confusion for the landlords. It's a whole different point system, mm-hmm. and there's different requirements, with that protocol. And then the way that housing authorities conduct income, calculations. So for people that are already on the program, we don't project that income any longer. We use the previous income, and then anyone new coming on or any interim changes, it's projecting forward what that income change is. There's different calculations for deductions. The elderly deduction is going to get increased from $400 to $525, which is excellent. But then there's a reduction in what their medical and disability expenses are going to be, but that's all in aggregate. So there's, first 12 months, because it's a 10% from 3% change. So in the first 12 months, it's 5%, and the following 12-month period, it's 7.5%. And then when it hits the third year, then it's the 10%. But there's hardship qualifications as well. So it's very interesting asset calculation changes as well. The different platforms that HUD has for reporting the financial part of the program and how they're going to take a look at the housing authority's budget authority and projecting that out so that it's funded through those systems. So it's all a very interesting year.
Okay.
HUD has I fell asleep, but then they woke up after the pandemic here. So there's a lot of changes, and that's what we're working on, along with the software companies as well.
It's a full plate.
I'm sorry?
I said it's a full plate for all of you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're working through it, and, you know, we'll report along the way, you know, so that you're aware of what those changes are, and there's policy changes that need to happen also for the administrative plan. But we'll outline all of that and share it with you once we get ready to do it. And it's more toward the end of the year for the income part of it. Asset stuff.
Well, Maria, thank you. Any questions for Maria on that additional information?
No, Linda, I'm fine.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Hearing none, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Drive safe. Oh, no, you're doing it virtually. So be safe.
Yeah.
Stay warm.
You be safe.
Alrighty. All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Yep. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. So we'll move on to number 6, new business. Item A, discussion and possible action on the use of daily logs. So Danny had been working with Willie, our new maintenance guy, and with Hector a bit, and thought it might be helpful to use a log similar to what he uses on his daily job. And he made a copy of one. I sent them all. I know that Zori was saying, and you know, you can step in at any point, Zori, that Regina's and Nicole already use daily logs because they were on grants, and they have to reflect their daily activities. So for her and for Diana, I'm assuming, Diana, that's why you're on. You and Zori have some things to say about that?
That's correct. You hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I was just questioning why. I just, I feel like it's just me and Zuri. We work closely together. There's two people in the office. A good majority of what I do, she assigns to me. So she knows what I do on a daily basis.
Okay.
So it's not personal. It's even I have to do one every day as well. I don't know who you are, like you don't know who I am. And instead of me reaching out to you, I could always just say, hey, Zori, what is Diana's login? So not only you, but Hector or Willie. So when they're working, it's not so much for you, but we do the one, we do the all. So it keeps accountability on people on this. I'm just going to use Willie as an example. Hey, on Monday, he worked in apartment 123 over at this spot, and he did A, B, and C. So at the end of the month, not only would it make it easy for Zori to also keep track of what they're doing on a month-to-month, on a week-to-week basis, but it helps us as the board seeing results. We don't really know what happens there. I've been trying to go there quite often, and I'm not –
And I understand.
Go ahead.
And I understand that, but – It's an office that's run by basically Zuri and myself. We're the two people there. So Okay. Everything's getting done that needs to be to be done. You know, I don't understand why now we have to quantify it.
See, you know what?
I mean, what I was hired for, I'm doing it to the best of my ability. I've always done it, you know, a good job. So I feel like now I'm being questioned.
I've been here for over
6 years.
You're not being questioned.
I've done my job. I've done it well. I've taken on more than what I was hired for.
But that this also helps
everything
you.
I do.
So Diana, this also helps you out, because now if you're filling out these
I know what I do
sheets,
on a daily basis.
No. You're taking it the wrong way. But what I'm trying to say is it also helps you. If you have nothing and you write everything you do, at the end of the year, we use that to evaluate you as well. Not only you, but everyone
but
that works
But it shouldn't
here.
Be based on quantity. It's based on quality.
Exactly. Listen.
Is what I'm saying.
I do it every day. I have to write the file number. I have to write what the outcome was. I got to write what I did so the sergeant knows where to look for it. It just helps accountability. It helps us realize, see where we need to see, where we got to go with this. It's not personal.
I don't understand what it's a two office. It's a two people office. Meaning I could see there was like six or eight people in that office.
But it's just not only you, but it's also the guys in the field. We don't know what they're doing.
But that's different.
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know they're out there. She doesn't see what they're doing. But my manager, who's there with me, sees what I do every day.
Well, she could, if you want to work something out with her where she wants to fill out your daily reports, that's on her. But what we're going to do, if it comes to the board, what we do to one, we do to all. It's not impersonal. It's just to see what everyone's doing for good, bad, the ugly. At the end of the year, hey, Diana's been phenomenal. Look at everything she's done. You don't have to physically tell us. We could just see it on paper.
Let me jump in here. You know, it's a lot easier for our maintenance people to fill out a log. You know, it's just like the old time study from years ago that they used to do. It's easier for them. I've been in that office many times. When people walk in, they just walk in or doing it. It's difficult for the positions that are in an office like that to quantify mm-hmm. exactly what they do every single day. It's very
exactly.
hard because it changes all the time. And
so
and,
in the beginning so does yeah, my job.
But Danny, what I'm saying is in their positions in that office, it's just hard to quantify that. To write those things down, it's difficult. It's not like they're going to CC Manor room 109 and replacing a floor. And it's not like that in an office. Right. Now, I can see doing that for our maintenance people because we do need to know that. But I think we have some of that information when they fill out their logs anyway. But if it needs to be more comprehensive, that's fine. But I think to ask our office people to do it is just, it's not going to reflect exactly their responsibilities on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour time frame
exactly.
in an office like that.
Yep, and there's times in the month, earlier in the month, that are really
it's crazy.
Busy like crazy.
Yeah.
And then there comes no, it's not as busy. So are you telling me when it gets a little slower, I'm not doing my job? You know, that's what I'm saying.
No.
It's
See,
the nature of
no,
the business.
You're changing this and taking it into like the content. It's not that. It's just so everyone knows what's going on. And if you're doing daily reports, just write daily reports. I don't see what all of a sudden is the big deal. Like I said, I hear what Bob says. My office is my patrol car. My sergeant, everyone, you are responsible for you. We don't know exactly what you're doing. Like, my sergeant doesn't know what I'm doing. So for 7 years, I've been doing this, and it works absolutely great. She knows exactly to what I do every week. I fill it out every Monday morning, you know, and I hand it to her. I'll put it in her mailbox.
My point.
Can I say something?
Is that Derby and I are in the same office. We are like a door away from each other. She knows exactly what I do every single day. Every single day. We walk into each other's office like, I don't know, we see each other every day. She knows what I'm doing.
Loretta, did you want to say something?
Yes, I wanted to say something. I had a job like Diana's where I was right in an office right in front of my boss. I never had to fill out a report like that. I know what Diana's saying because you can be inundated so many days and you just do what you have to do and your boss is right there, you know, seeing you. And I know it's very difficult. It's different when you're, you know, you're going like the, you know, maintenance people. But when you're in an office and you have the boss right there, he knows what you're doing.
Exactly.
And I really agree with Diana because I've been there for many years. And I know what it's like. And you can't begin to write down what you do all day. Because just, you do it. It comes past your desk and you do it. And I agree, you know, I sort of agree with Diana. Because I've been there.
And there's things that come up sometimes. And there's things that, you know, like I said, we're inundated.
Wait, time out. And this is just not only for the office so much. It was more for the guys in the field. So
right.
So I'm not so worried about so much in the office, but now it makes me wonder, right? Why all of a sudden this pushback just from the office people? But it's okay to make it for the guys out in the field. So
now I'm getting a little upset because I've been there, Danny. You don't really know me. I've been there. It's going almost on 6.5 years, and I don't like being questioned or trying
no
to
one's
make
questioning.
My, don't
no,
come
no
for
one's
my
questioning.
Character because I don't appreciate
I did.
That.
First
Linda
of all,
Linda knows
never...
as well as Bob that I was the only one who stayed in that office when everybody else walked away. I could have
so
walked
first,
away
first,
then.
First of all,
and I
I'm
do
not
a really good job. So don't
and,
say
and,
you're
so,
going to start
so first
questioning
of all,
me.
So
I'm
first
just
of all, I'm not questioning
why
you.
I think.
I am not questioning you. I'm not questioning your character. We're speaking about the daily logs. That is it. It's
I'm
not Diana personally.
Diana, I understand where you're coming. Let me just say this. So I think Danny's point is if we ask two of the people to do it, and not ask the other two, is that going to cause some problems? Is it going to cause some friction with maintenance? And you know, we all know that we've had the biggest issue with maintenance, the biggest turnover in maintenance, the biggest question about some of the purchases in maintenance. So I think that was the start of this conversation. But again, is it fair to ask half the staff to do it and the other half not to do it? How are people going to feel about that?
I don't think it's a fairness issue at all. Linda. I just think there are separate job responsibilities are easily defined and some that are not. I mean, but I do think that it would be all right if we asked the maintenance people to do it. I think
I agree
we
with
have
Bob.
Some of that but we have some of that information. We just don't have to, maybe, but I just think we have it.
Where's that information? Because I've never seen that information. And every time I ask where someone's at, no one's ever where they're supposed to be. I've been going to those sites pretty much 2-3 times a week. This is why I started questioning. That's why I said, you know what? We should have a login where they're going to start writing, this is the apartment, this is where I'm working, this is what I'm doing. Because every time I've shown up, I'm still, and I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus. It's been 2 weeks I've asked a specific person to do a task and is have one person to write down everything for me so we could do a massive order. I've been going on for 2-3 months with this. 2 weeks ago, I asked, can you please do a work order so that could be done? And I am still waiting for it. So this is where my frustration as being one of the members here and seeing what is going on. Why isn't things getting done when how it's supposed to be done? Even when I asked for a work order 2 weeks later, I'm still waiting just so we could try to save money and purchase things and people not going to Home Depot 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day.
I think there's some things that you can buy in bulk and some things you can't. One of the things is counter. There was discussion about buying counters in bulk, but Danny, I don't know if that's a good idea because every counter is a little bit different in every apartment.
So it's very simple. I can answer that because when I asked, get the amount of square footage to so we could order all the flooring, still waiting for that. All the countertops need to be cut. So even if they're all roughly 6 or 7 feet, you're going to have to buy an 8-footer. So we need to buy whatever, how many 8-footers. How many sinks? You buy if it's 4 or 5 sinks. The last time I went there, Willie was short 4 bundles of flooring and he couldn't finish the flooring. That's all I'm saying. If we're putting in work orders, supposedly, and not getting back, how do we know things are getting done? Unless if we're going there physically checking on it. With this daily report, it's there. This is what they did.
Can I say something? Can I say something? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. This is Zuri. Okay. So what I wanted to say was even maintenance, there's a log. We use a system called PHA Web where I know where they are, what they're doing, what they're completing. I mean, aside from that, we talk every day. They let me know what they're doing. They put the notes in. They close it out. So I'm well aware of where they are, where they're working, what they're doing. The reason that the work order was never submitted for those measurements was because we met with Linda, maintenance and I, and it just, for some of the items that you were requesting, it didn't make sense. So I thought you guys had talked about that.
No one spoke to me about that.
Because we talked about the flooring, we talked about the electrical pieces that we need. Somebody needs to do a good inventory before we do a block ordering.
I asked for that too.
Which we do. That's what I'm saying. I mean, everything is documented via PHA Web. There's no need even for me to ask that of maintenance, because it literally will ask you, okay, what did you do? Where did you do it? What, you know, it tells a story of what exactly they did. That's why we use the system. I know that you guys can't see it, but that's the system that we log into every day.
So if somebody wanted to see what Willie did, for example, we ask you to pull up his PHA Web.
There's reports that you can pull up to see. I mean, we use it every day. So that's why, you know, there was confusion, because this type of stuff is already documented. The reason why the other items weren't getting done was, you know, when we met Linda, we had talked about some of it just not making sense to order. So, but other than that, I mean, it gets done. I don't need to see this information. If it's something the board needs to see, I can generate a report and give it to you monthly or weekly. But as far as me collecting it from the staff, I don't need to see it. I'm in close communication with all of them, and the work orders being closed out speak for themselves. I mean, that means the work is getting done. And even the report, the report that's included in the packet that we mail each month, it'll show you what's open, what's closed. There's a report that's included in the report each month and the packet.
Correct. I don't think anybody questions that. I think it's the turnovers, because even with two staff, the turnovers aren't getting done as quickly as we hope they might.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it probably takes a week or so here and there, but prior to Willie getting here, Hector was doing it alone. And Willie, you know, he did help out on the weekends, but now that he's here part-time, he's already into number 26. So it takes about a week, maybe a little bit longer. But I mean, to me, I think we're making progress now that we have them both here.
You have somebody else besides Hector. Willie came within 2 weeks, I think. So it wasn't that Willie was by himself all the time. Or I'm sorry, Hector was by himself all the time.
I mean, I personally don't have any concerns about how quickly they're getting done. But again, if it's something you guys want to see, I can provide that report to you guys. That's not a problem.
Okay, so let's go back then to the issue of the daily log. What's your pleasure, commissioners?
Why don't we have Zuri give us that monthly report and take a look at it from PH Web? And then we can start that for next month's meeting. And if it's still not satisfactory, then we can do something else. Unless, you know, Danny, you would like it weekly. Maybe Zuri, you could send it to Danny weekly so that the board at the end of the month, you know, you could bring up some highlights for us or some questions for us.
Okay.
Because I honestly didn't know about the PHA Web, tracking them that closely.
Oh, yeah. Every work order is tracked and entered. Everything maintenance does is entered in the system. And they put notes and they'll close it out once they complete it.
Can you email that to Danny on a weekly basis and provide a report for the board on a monthly basis?
Sure.
It's not to take anything away from anyone. I'm not trying to disrespect anyone in any way. However, I have been going to the sites. I have been trying to visit. I have been trying to do our commissioning duties. And it's just now we're finding out other things because I am questioning things. Like Linda just said, she didn't know about that. I didn't know about that. We brought that, we sent that email about these daily reports about 2 weeks ago, and no one, it was like crickets. No one mentioned anything about those reports. But today it comes up. Like I said, I'm not trying to disrespect anyone. I'm just trying to see what's really going on, what's going, see where we're going. And to answer things in bulk, I'm not saying we should always buy things in bulk. I just said, due to the fact that we got 4 or 5 units still to go, why not? And I've said this 2-3 months ago, we buy all the flooring and stick it in the apartment that is the least amount of work to get done. This way, when Willie or Hector needs something, they're not running to Home Depot. They go to the apartment, the flooring is there, right? Or the baseboard. I did construction for 25 years. I know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no one over there that could tell me otherwise. And to buy the countertop sinks and even the stoves, I even said, make sure you have enough stoves on hand so we're not waiting for the turnaround. So yes, absolutely, right, Linda. There is going to be things that we cannot buy in bulk. However, we are replacing all the plates and plugs. Why not just buy a box? Why run over time and just buy 10 or 4 or 5? No, those are things we're going to utilize. Caulk, silicone, those are things we're going to utilize for every turnout, so whatever you call it. That's all I was saying. Not to buy so much that then it sits there for months at a hand because no one, departments are all, they're all taken.
They buy what is necessary in bulk. I mean, like the plates or the outlet covers or whatever they're called. Whatever's necessary, they are buying in bulk. I just ordered 3-4 stoves, 2-3 refrigerators. We are ordering whatever's necessary in bulk. I mean, that's how it's always been.
That was my concern for these 5 apartments. If we would have bought all the flooring all at once, we probably would have got a massive discount. So instead of buying per apartment, if we would have bought all 5 apartments, because they're going to get done, we probably would have saved $1,000 or more. That's all I was asking.
It was approved on the last board meeting to buy in bulk. So yes,
that's my frustration. That's my frustration. It's not to be disrespectful to anyone. I've been asking for things now for months in a hand, and I feel like I'm being ignored. And now because I'm saying something or expressing myself, people are taking things personal. It wasn't personal about the daily logs. It was about people not responding quick enough, or not responding at all. When you just said, Linda, it was approved. And yet I am still waiting.
Have been purchased. I saw a lot of the appliances myself. Maybe what we need to do is schedule a walkthrough during the week when we can have access to the keys and you can see what's there. It's not stored in an empty apartment. It's stored in some of it in the, most of it is at CC.
But that was my loss. The last time we had this conversation was the storage facility that I was told by Hector. They're outdoors. It's small. They don't have enough room. So I said the flooring needs to be in a controlled temperature apartment. So that's why I came up with the put everything in the least amount of work apartment. This is not going 2-3 months ago. And that was what was approved. And it's like no one really cares on what we're saying. I'm saying.
Where we're putting it was not approved. That wasn't on the agenda. What was on the agenda was to buy in bulk.
That was discussed, though. The apartment was discussed.
You discussed it, yes, but that didn't come before the board. That wasn't something that I thought had to be approved. Where to put the items, but the items, but purchasing the items in bulk was what I thought the point of the conversation was.
We as a board, we can't get into where it should be stored, but it does make sense. You got the flooring needs to be in a temperature control so it doesn't warp. Then you're throwing it out. So we need to know where it is, because anytime our maintenance guys get in a truck and go to Home Depot or Lowe's, that's just wasted time. That's exactly what it is. So the more bulk we can buy, the more time we get in fixing these apartments and getting them turned over.
Correct.
So, correct. Yeah, We just need to know, we just need to make sure that they're buying in bulk and where it is so they have quick access to it.
And maybe that discussion, I can't recall with who, I believe it might have been with Hector about storing it in the least amount of work. It was the one over by City Hall around the corner. We agreed on, and it was just like ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. It's just like, I just don't know what to say anymore.
Well, so we will get the, Bob, do you want to repeat what you said? And we'll make that as a motion if that's all right with everybody. You know, you'll get weekly reports. The rest of us will get a monthly report in the packet.
You want me to put that in a motion? Yeah.
I'll make a motion
that the commissioners receive monthly the report on PHA web on our maintenance turnovers, and that Danny, as one of our commissioners, will receive the report on a weekly basis.
This way, if I have questions or ideas, or if Zori and I could work side by side and figuring out, like the other day, Zori and I worked great over the phone with the guy over the, that's a different topic. But if I see something on a weekly basis that need to be addressed, instead of waiting to the end of the week or the end of the month to then have a discussion, it's something that could be fixed there. Why not Zori and I be like, okay, let's, instead of this flooring, let's do this one, or it's cost effective if we do it this way. That is only my only concern. That's all. The only reason I want to see that. This way, if I could put my 25 years of experience in construction to work and help save money, why not? Why wait till the end of the month, dish out all this money, and then I turn around, oh, if we would have done it this way, we could have saved this much.
Yep.
It makes no sense.
Well, you'll be getting weekly. And Bob, I'll second your motion, but you'll be getting weekly reports. The rest of us will be getting monthly reports. If you have a concern on something, you can ask Zuri and I to come in and meet with you, and we'll discuss it together.
Okay.
So there's the motion and a second. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. We'll go to item B, which is discussion and vote on the 2024 holiday schedule and board meeting. They're enclosed in the packet. Did everybody have a chance to review those?
Yes.
Okay. Is there...
I'll make a motion to accept the 2024 holiday schedule and board meeting schedule.
I second it.
Okay, discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carried. So we'll go down to item C, which is discussion and possible action on assignments, work site, employment of the RSC. So there's been concerns for about a year on and off with their RSC, and her placement, her office spot at Steiger Terrace. There's been some, and Loretta, I think, you know, you can probably clarify, you live there. There's been some friction with the tenants. And when it was raised to me a year ago, this past December, I made the suggestion that she move her office, because quite honestly, she's there 18 hours a week, and she never bases part of that week at any place else. She stays at Steiger Terrace. She requires a special parking. We don't have special parking other than a 15-minute drop-off spot, which we've allowed her to use. But my suggestion was she can base at CC, where there's a larger office, where there's more handicapped accessible parking, but also to spend her time. I would like to see a schedule where she's part of her week at Steiger, part of her week at CC, and part of her week at Guardiano. When that was raised with her the first time, she didn't want to go. I gave her a year. I kind of backed off on it. And it came up again at Christmas this year.
And this time I had a more direct conversation and I asked her to move and she told me she wouldn't move. So here we are. I would suggest then, Attorney Samarug, are you here?
Yes.
Yes, I am. It's Mark Samarug.
Okay.
Hi, Mark.
All right.
Hi.
So having laid it out, is this the time to move to executive session or should I just go on to the housing coordinator's report and do executive session at the end? What's your suggestion here?
Whatever your pleasure. I mean, I'm not sure. Are there any members of the public on that are watching right now? Would they be inconvenienced to went to executive session now or?
All right. Well, then I'm going to ask for a motion.
Whatever would be easier.
Okay. Then I'm going to ask for a motion to continue the conversation in executive session to be held after the subsidized housing coordinator's report.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I second it.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Zora, you want to go through the subsidized housing coordinator's report?
Yes. So the first thing I wanted to make note of was I spoke with the new secretary, Pam Happy at City Hall, to schedule the new dates for the meeting with the mayor for this coming February. So she confirmed three dates for us for the three sites. We already got the flyers printed. We're just going to wait to send everything out along with February's newsletter just to make sure that everyone got that information. Another comment that I wanted to make is the contract with our landscapers is coming to an end in April. So I'm in the process of redoing the RFP to get another landscaper. This morning, we actually had about three complaints from residents at two different sites saying that it looked like they didn't do any work. It was still very slippery. I think it's probably time to move forward with another company. So I'll be working on that and getting that over to Mark so he can publish that. The next comment that I wanted to make, Teague and Bond, which I did send you guys the email from Philip. He had done the water, lead, and radon testing at CCA Manor for the PBV initiative. And he said that most of the buildings there, we have 10 buildings total, contained elevated levels of radon and asbestos in the flooring. He's recommending that radon mitigation systems be installed, but before that can happen, he said that some portion of the tile is going to have to be removed. So I spoke with two asbestos abatement contractors. They're coming in this week to give us a quote. And then Philip is working on the radon mitigation plan so that we can start that process. Hopefully February or March, we can start working on that. Go ahead.
Can I just ask you a question? Is that going to require relocating any of the tenants for a short period of time?
He's going to include that in the plan. So he did say that all units need to be done. It's not like it's just a selected few, but he is going to include that in the mitigation plan when he sends that to me. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I also reached out to CHAFA to look for funding for the radon mitigation. I got an email today. It was from the Housing Environmental Fund. It was a revolving loan, I think it was called. So I reached out to our asset manager at CHAFA to see if that was something that we could, you know, get funding for. And then I also reached out to the EPA, HUD. They do not have any funding for radon mitigation at this time. So I'm just waiting for CHAFA to get back to me and see if we can apply for this revolving fund or this revolving loan fund.
Zuri, those are loans? There's no grant money available through those agencies?
Not through HUD and then also the EPA. They don't have any grants. And this email that I got for the Environmental Revolving Fund, that I'm still working with Ramses, our asset manager, to see if we can get funding. But as far as grants, they did not have any available, not through HUD and not through the EPA.
That's a shame.
They didn't know of any that we might be able to access?
No.
Huh.
Nope, I reached out to HUD, the EPA, Environmental Justice. They did not have any grants available. I think the EPA had one back in August, but it has since closed, she said. So she just told me to keep an eye out on grants.gov to see if anything comes up in the near future.
Okay, because I did have a conversation via email with the grant writer that that the city uses, and she's available to us part time.
Okay.
So if you see something, I now have an in. So.
Okay, that'll be perfect.
All right.
And what else?
So maybe
we can
put this on the agenda for next month.
Yes, yep, I can follow up and hopefully we find something out by the next meeting.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Anything else, Dory?
Nope, I mean, in close, you see the vacancies that we have available. Maintenance is continuing to work on the turnovers. But no, I think that's all that I have for now.
Any Thanks, questions Zuri. For Dory?
No.
Yes, I do. Zuri, so you had a second discussion with the gentleman about the radon and the asbestos. Because
yeah.
The last time you and I spoke, you called me, I spoke to him. He said, as long as the flooring is not disturbed, when it comes to asbestos, as long as you're not poking, prying, or trying to remove it, it's good. If we're putting the new click and lock PVC flooring and not removing that flooring, we should be up to code where there's no issues, or unless if I didn't see or no one mentioned that, hey, in this unit, half the floor is peeling up, then that's different. Is that the case?
In the email that he sent back on the 3rd of January, in his notes, I forwarded the email to you guys as well. He stated that approximately 10 square feet of floor tile and associated mastic will need to be removed by a licensed asbestos contractor prior to the installation of the mitigation systems. So that was
okay.
Just a follow-up of his original email that
he
sent.
So there's no real removal of the flooring now. It's when they do the work for the radon that they got to move the flooring. He told me for every four units, only one of those radon system is getting attached. So that square 10, you're saying that 10 square foot prior of them coming needs to be removed.
Right, based on his email.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just for the radon work, we're going to mess around with the asbestos. Not the, I don't want people to be confused and saying, oh my God, we got all this asbestos. No. So all you're saying is just before they start doing the radon, that's where we have to address that right there.
In order to do the radon remediation, correct.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
no other questions?
For that clarification.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for that clarification. I was wondering.
Yeah, because I had a long, like a 30-minute discussion with the gentleman, and one of my first questions was, do we need to evacuate? Are the residents safe? And he said, yes. It's very low radon. He goes, due to the fact that these units do not have basements, it's coming off of the floor.
Right.
It's a low dosage that you don't have to fear people or scare people. And I know the last time I spoke to Zuri, there was one particular tenant that always questioned it. And it's just using the proper words. Hey, it's being taken care of. It is. You know, one of the things he did mention to me is this has been ongoing since 2018. So this is when I call Linda and I say, hey, listen, this guy's saying A, B, and C. And that's why I just wanted to make sure if there was anything else additionally said to Zuri prior to the conversation I had with him. That was the only question I had.
Okay, so are we all set to move on then?
Well, I am.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So
that brings us down to item number 8, which is executive session. Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion that we go into executive session at 7:21.
I'll second that.
And right, I would invite the commissioners.
I'm signing off, Linda. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, Diana.
All right.
And bye-bye. Attorney Farouk is on. Is Regina's on? Let me text Mark and make sure he takes
There's somebody on here with a telephone number 203-514-1970, so I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
is that
Mark's
Regina?
Here. Yeah.
That you, attorney, counselor?
No, I'm actually, I'm on video, but yeah, I'm here. I'm not
that's
that number.
That's Regina's number. She's probably muted.
Okay.
Can
so
you
I just want to, I know I have somebody far more schooled in FOI than me, as documented in the press. But so you're going in because it's a personnel matter, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, we want to tie it back to item, I think it was item 5 or 6C. Hold on a second on the agenda. We're going to go into executive session for the discussion of what is an item C, discussion of the assignments of the worksite/employment of the resident service coordinator. And that's a personnel matter that's permissible to go in executive session.
Okay, and you're inviting Madam Chair, the counsel, and Ms. Harris and Regina. I'm sorry, I don't know her last name. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Jones.
Yes, make sure that should be noted in the motion.
Okay, so if you pass the motion, then I will just say a few comments, and then you could proceed.
All right. So I make a motion that we enter executive session and invite the commissioners, Ms. Harris and Ms. Jones and Attorney Samaruga. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Motion carries.
The record should reflect it's 7:24 p.m. So, and it looks like there are no other members of the public other than the aforementioned people who will be invited into this. So what I'm going to do right now is pause the recording at 7:24.
Actually, we're just going to adjourn.
Okay, so it's 8:12 p.m. and the meeting's being called back to order. Madam Chair.
Yes, thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion meeting adjourned. Thank you all so much.
Okay, it's 8:12 p.m.
Thank you.